Did you realize that it is not always a lack of faith that causes you not to get the right results? There's more to it than that. I'm going to begin talking about that today on our Gospel Truth broadcast, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm beginning our fourth week of teaching on a subject that I've entitled Hardness of Heart. And, you know, I'd love to go back and recap, summarize the things that I've said, but I just can't do that. I really encourage you to get our materials. I've had a three-teaching album on this for 20 years. It's been a long time ago that the Lord showed me these truths, and I've lived by this. It's become a major part of my belief system, and it's made a big impact in my life. But as I went back and I was teaching this series, I listened to my old series, and I didn't disagree with the doctrine of it, but, you know, I just used to talk a lot faster, a lot higher pitched. I just felt like I could improve the quality of this teaching. And so actually we've expanded it from a 3-teaching set to a 4-teaching set. And we're drawing to a close on that. And I encourage you to please get hold of these materials and go back and get this, because this is something that you need. And it's something that you will need again in the future. You don't just get this one time. It's also a great way to share with somebody else. I also have a book on this subject entitled Hardness of Heart, and it could be a real help to you. So please take advantage of those materials. We'll be offering those in the middle break at our program today and also at the end of our program. Now, we come to the fourth part in this teaching. Actually, there's been two parts, but I divided the second part into two different teachings. But we talked about what is a hardened heart, the crisis, and then we talked about the cause of a hardened heart. And I've spent 2 weeks on that. Now we come to what the cure is. In order to understand the cure for a hardened heart, you first of all have to know what causes your heart to become hardened. And I've majored on two things. One of them, Hebrews chapter 3, says, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest your heart become hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And so sin will harden your heart towards God. Now, I've emphasized that, but I haven't majored on it because it seems obvious, and I think most religious people definitely believe that a hardened heart is a result of sin. But there's more to it than that. You could be living a very moral life, a good life, and still be hard-hearted towards God. There's another thing that will harden your heart towards God, and it's more deadly than sin in the sense that it's so subtle, most people don't recognize it. And that is just a preoccupation with anything other than God. Doesn't have to be sin. Doesn't have to be anything off color or bad. You can become preoccupied with just living. You can get to where you're a workaholic and get to where you spend so much time focused on just natural things that you don't have any time for spiritual things. And by neglect, you will become hardened towards God. Whatever you neglect, your heart starts hardening towards. Whatever you focus on, your heart becomes sensitive to. And I've already taught all of those things and used scriptural examples and scripture passages to make those points. And so I hadn't got time to go back. But that is a truth. Whatever you are focused on, your heart starts becoming sensitive to, dominated by those things. And it doesn't have to be sin. It could just be carnal things. If you are just living in the carnal, you know, there's nothing wrong with sports in their place. There's nothing wrong with sports as a diversion. But if you are a sports fanatic to where you can quote the batting averages of every person, you remember what happened in the 29 World Series, you can tell this, and you know all of this stuff, and if that's where your heart is, that's not sin, but I can guarantee you it'll harden your heart towards spiritual things. It takes a tremendous amount of time and effort to become that sensitive to and that dominated by something. If you're one that knows all of the movie stars and all of the movies, and if you can win all of the trivia, and if you know all of this stuff, if you are just plugged into our world, it doesn't have to be sin. Just be so dominated with the natural realm, you will automatically start becoming insensitive to the supernatural realm. You need to live in this world, but not of this world. You need to have a supernatural detachment from this world to where you are actually living more in the spiritual realm than you are in the physical realm. Now, that needs to be balanced. I've seen some people that, you know, you hear this saying often that people are so spiritually minded, they're no earthly good. And I think that that came from people who were pseudo-spiritual and living in a religious realm. But I'm talking about if you are really plugged into the Lord, He will help you to be supernaturally natural. You will be able to deal with all of the things that you need to, and yet you can keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. And the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him because he trusteth in Him. You know, there's very few people today that have perfect peace. There's a lot of turmoil, even in Christians. And I believe that that's indicative of the fact that our mind isn't stayed upon Him. We spend such little time truly occupied by God and thinking on the things of God. And we spend a huge amount of time occupied with the things of this world. So that's what we've already talked about. And if you understand that what causes your heart to become hardened is basically just neglect. You may still retain your love for the Lord. You may still retain knowledge about God and what God's will for you is and things that God has spoken. But if you don't meditate on them and think about them and consider it constantly, your heart just starts becoming insensitive to whatever you neglect. And most of us have neglected the things of God. We've been preoccupied with this world, and because of that, our hearts have started becoming hardened. Now, if you understand that, then it's obvious what the answer is. You can actually reverse this process. You can get to where you start focusing upon the things of God. You start spending more quality and quantity time focused on the things of God. And as you do that, your heart starts becoming sensitive towards God. And because you are spending more time on the things of God, that means you're spending less time on these physical, natural things, and your heart will start automatically becoming insensitive to them. Now, you still retain knowledge. You'll still be able to function in the natural realm, but you won't be controlled and dominated by the natural realm. You know, I could go back to the very first of this teaching that we did just about 4 weeks ago. I was taking it from Mark chapter 6, where the disciples were in a boat and Jesus came walking unto them on the water and they were shocked. And the scripture says that in Mark 6:52, the reason their heart was hardened was because they considered not the miracle of the loaves. Now, here's the logic behind all of that. If these disciples hadn't had their attention diverted away from the miracle that Jesus had done. Now, see, they got into a storm, and when they were in this storm, they got to scrambling and thinking, how can we survive? And they drew on all of the teaching that they had ever had, all of the storms that they'd ever been through, and their mind and their heart was just totally focused on staying alive, using all of the wisdom that they could. Now, that's not wrong in its place, but it's wrong in the sense that God had just shown them one of the greatest miracles that has ever taken place in history. Jesus fed a multitude. There was 5,000 men, not including all the women and children. There was probably at least 15,000 people that Jesus took 5 little loaves of bread and 2 small fish, broke them, fed the whole group, and gave them as much as they wanted. They got seconds and thirds, and yet there was more left than when they started. You know, if you would think about that, just think how miraculous that is. Take literally nothing and provide this huge feast and have more left than when you started. If they would have been thinking about that, if they would have been thinking, how could this be? They would have had to have come to the conclusion that Jesus isn't an ordinary man. Jesus isn't just a natural man. Jesus was God. This was God in their midst. If they would have been thinking on that, then that would have led to these next logical steps. And if you go back and read in Mark chapter 6, verse 45, it says Jesus constrained his disciples. The NIV says compelled. In other words, there was resistance on their part to get into this ship, but they did it because Jesus compelled them, constrained them to do it. I believe that they knew that it wasn't smart to be out there. They could tell that a storm was brewing. But these guys were out there. The significance of what I'm saying is they were out there not on their own. This wasn't a bad decision on their part. If it would have been left to their own thinking, they wouldn't have got into that boat and tried to cross that lake because they knew a storm was coming. They were out there in direct obedience to God. And Jesus wasn't indoors out of the storm. He was in the same storm that they were in. And if they would have put all of this together, that here is a man who had overcome all natural laws. He had fed 5,000 men with just a little bit and had more left than when he started. He was in the same storm. They were there in obedience to him. If they would have connected all of these dots, then they would have been able to say, you know what? That makes Jesus responsible for us. We're obeying him. He is able to do anything. And instead of being surprised to see Jesus come walking on the water, they should have been expecting it. They should have been expecting him to come to their rescue because they were there in that problem because of obeying him. And see, the same thing applies for us. If we weren't so dominated by this natural world, if we weren't so plugged into the unbelief that comes through this natural world, then we could look at our situation and say, God, I'm a servant of yours. I'm obeying you. I'm doing what you've told me to do. And if you weren't hard-hearted towards God, you could actually get to where you are anticipating and expecting and joyful about, man, this is going to be a miracle. God, how are you going to pull me out of this one? But that's not the response that most of us have, because most of us are more dominated by the natural realm because we've neglected the things of the Spirit and we've been preoccupied with just physical, natural things. Man, that's powerful. Man, I've got a lot more to share about this, but we're going to have to continue it on my program tomorrow, so I encourage you to listen in. I think that this could really help you, so please listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can receive this teaching on hardness of heart.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK59 titled The Cure when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give you an invitation to join me for our Summer Family Bible Conference. It starts on Monday, June the 28th and goes through Friday, July the 2nd. We also have morning services from 8 till noon on Tuesday through Friday, and our Bible college instructors will be ministering there. We're going to have a special CBC reception and an opportunity to be a part of our Caris Bible College. We've also got children's ministry for every age. It's just going to be a great time for the entire family at a beautiful time in Colorado Springs. So that's June the 28th through July the 2nd, our Summer Family Bible Conference. We encourage you to come and be a part of it.